Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Boy, So there were supposed to be three elements that could be missing: the upamana, the samana dharma, or the word expressing like. But here he also introduces the fourth element that might be missing, and that's the upameya, the moon. You can do this with a suffix kyach. The only way you can do it. That's the, it's the. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you're right. I had it backwards. It's upamana, not upamana missing, but upameya. So it's the face that's missing. We talk about the moon, but we leave the face out. So here's an example of such. Komalasi prakritya eva shirishadapi radhike oho manasya mahatmyam yena tvam ashaniyasi. Okay, let's see what's missing here. You are, by nature, you are gentler than even a shirisha tree, O Radhika. But oh, just see the greatness of your angered pride, by which you become like a lightning bolt. Okay, now. The upameya should be missing here. Okay, here. Yes. Ashaniyati. I think this is a causative form, isn't it? It's kyach, but it looks like it's causative also. Well, okay, but he says what we mean to say is Atmanam Ashaniyasi. You make yourself into a lightning bolt. Doesn't the kyach mean to act like something? No, I don't know what kyach is. What does it mean? Okay, so act like a thunderbolt. But what's missing here is who's acting like a thunderbolt? You is the subject of making something act like a thunderbolt. What's missing is the word yourself, atmanam. You make yourself like a thunderbolt. So the upameya, the Radharani, is missing in that expression. She's there as the doer, but not as the person who actually acts like a thunderbolt. Anyway, that's what he says here. Kavikarnapur himself says the Atmanam is missing. And that's expressing the Upameya. Okay. No, you see, you are thunderbolting. You're making into a thunderbolt. And what's missing is you're making yourself into a thunderbolt. Okay, you're producing you're making somebody like a thunderbolt, but it's really you're making yourself that's implied. In translation? Not in English. Well, you wouldn't say that. And it's... That's why I thought it was causative. Because if the idea is just you are acting like a thunderbolt... I'm sorry, what was the actual meaning of catch? So act like that. So if it's simply you act like a thunderbolt, there's nothing missing. The subject is there. But if it's a causative, then you have two subjects. And it's the prerika, not prerika, the other one, prerita. What do you call it? Prerita karta? Prayoja karta that's missing. That's why I thought of it as not only kyach, but also causative. Because the other examples of kyach we saw didn't have the aya. This seems to have a causative particle there.
Is it ashanaya or
ashaniya? Ashaniyati. Oh, it's not aya, it's iya, yeah. Okay, I don't know, but it looks like it's got two subjects. Because there is a twam there. Yeah, because what he's saying is atmanam. Oh, but atmanam is not a subject, it's an object. Anyway, okay. I can't clarify that any better. No, that's different. You yourself is reflexive. But this is you do it, you make yourself like into a thunderbolt. That's a different idea. Okay, ready to move on? Unless we have a... Okay, what's going on? Ready? Or... Can we discuss something? Okay. Let's try. Do you have a better explanation of it? What this is? Treat yourself like a thunderbolt, but it's not that she's looking at herself as a thunderbolt. She's not thinking about thunderbolts, but she's acting like thunderbolt without thinking about it. Anyway, let's try this one. The Dharma and the Upamaya are both missing. The quality and the face are missing. The thing that the real thing is missing. We just see, I'm talking Stan about face and moon. The face is missing. Jayati mano bhava siddhi kapi sharat chandra sak samam dadati. Oh boy. All glories to the success of Cupid. A certain success. Sharat Chandramak Samam Dadati. I know there's the verb dadati. Holding, but there's no object for it. I'm sorry, I prepared this material about 5 or 6 days ago, so I'm getting a little fuzzy about it yet. Yes? I'm sorry. Oh, I see. It's all the samas. Sharat Chandra Mak. That's undeclined. Sama. Equal to the autumn moon. Yeah, it looks like a visheshanam of a missing object. It's okay. It's holding or bearing, wielding something that's equal to the moon in the autumn. So there you have the upamana. It's something that's equal, but the something is missing. What is it that's comparable to this, to the moon in the autumn? And what's the quality that you base the comparison on? So the Dharma and the Upamaya are both missing. What you could have said, to make it more explicit, Sharat Chandra Samal Sama Lalitasya. Here's the perfection of, all glories to this perfection of Cupid, which is bearing a face which is charming equally to the autumn moon. So there you would have, if you said it that way, you'd have the upameya, the face. I said the face was missing, I was right. You could say it explicitly, saying the face and giving the quality, Lalita. But we don't. We leave both of them out, implying the same idea. You have to see it in context. Somebody sees the face and makes this comment. We know that it's supposed to be about a face. All glories to this certain success or victory of Cupid, which is bearing something or other equal to the autumn moon. Okay, you see how the quality and the upameya are missing? Okay, let's try now all three missing. Which means, of course, there are four elements, but it's unusual for the upameya upameya can be missing. Yeah, hold on. The second half of the verse is the example for the next category. But let me back up a second. The three that can be missing normally are the Dharma, Ivani, and the Upamana. It's unusual for the Upameya. The three that he lists as normally missing include the Upamana, but Upameya could also be missing. And now he gave Upameya missing, and then he gave Upameya and the Dharma missing. Now we go back to the regular system, which doesn't consider Upameya missing. If all three are missing, that means the Dharma, this common quality, the word that says like, and the Upamana, the moon, is missing. Okay, now how do we do that? All three missing. In the second half of the same verse, Chakita Midga Shava Nayana Nayananandam Sakordo Chai. It says Sakor, I think it was Sakordo Chai. Is that a misspelling? What is it? Chakara, yeah, okay. I don't know how it turned into Sakora. Okay, so somebody, some female with eyes like those of a baby deer. Not only a baby deer, but a frightened baby deer. Chakita, Mrigashava Nayana. Nayananandam Chakara Uchai. She very, very much created ecstasy for the eyes. That female who has eyes like a frightened baby deer. Now all three are missing. Let's see. Okay, the Iva word is missing in the samasa. The samasa is a upamana purva karmadarya. It's really somebody's eyes, but the eyes are compared to those of a baby deer. So the baby deer the baby deer's eyes is the upamana.
upamaya, upamana.
That's there. The person is expressed by the whole word. It's a bohrihi. So the upamaya is there also, the female, although we don't know what species or who it is. But the iva word is not there. The samasa avoids, you know, by using the samasa construction, we don't need the word that says like. It's implied. So that's missing. And the dharma is missing. What is the quality that's shared by the eyes of this female and the eyes of a baby deer? We don't have any mention of the common quality. That's missing. And what else? He says the upamana is missing. Oh, I see. You know what's why it's missing? Because what's actually being compared is the lady's eyes to the eyes of a deer. But there's mention of the baby deer, but no mention of the baby deer's eyes. We've contracted the expression by leaving out the eyes of the baby deer. She has eyes like a baby deer. But really what we mean to say, she has eyes like the eyes of a baby deer. So actually the upamana is missing. The deer's eyes aren't mentioned. So the upamana is missing. The iva word, the word saying like, is missing. And the common quality isn't stated. All three are missing. We get away with it because we're doing it in a samasa. The samasa can leave out those two elements. Okay. That makes a total count of lupta upamas 21. 10 that we had first plus these 11 makes 21. Add the six varieties of complete upamas, purna upama, and we get 27 kinds of upama altogether. Okay, any comments on that before we move on to the next kind of Artha Alankar? We have two special extensions of upama. Okay, are you ready for them? Or? Anyway, we'll see. There's two new alankars that are based on upama. Ekatvam upameyanam upamanam anekata. When you have only one upameya, ekatvam, yeah. The upameyas are only one, but the upamanas are many. Like you have only one face, but it's compared to a lot of different things. It's like the moon. It's like a jelly bean. It's like this and like that. Okay. Now, that can be split into two different varieties. Dharmaika rupa vairupye dveda mala upama bhavet. It's called mala upama. Upama strung into a garland. A garland of upamas. And it can be with, in the form of having only one dharma or having a variety of dharmas, different dharmas, vairupya. The face is like many different things. It could be like many, and all the different things could all express the same quality, or they can express different qualities. The face is shiny like a 200-watt light bulb, or it's, you know, soft like this, or it's this like that. That would be different qualities. Okay. Upama papancho yam. This is an extension of upama. And here's an example. Mulastatene va mahodagina lata davene va kuranga bala himagamene va sarojanisa bhavad viyogena dunotirara. So last couplet there, last quarter of the verse. In your association, Radharani is trembling, or she's disturbed. As if by a big serpent at the base, at the root. Oh, Lata. Lata's the subject. Like a creeper that's frightened by, Radharani's disturbed by your separation, the way, like a creeper disturbed by a big serpent at its base, at its root. Like, that's one example. Like a baby kurunga bird frightened by a forest fire. Davena eva. Himagamena sarojani. Like a lotus disturbed by the onslaught of the snow or the winter. Like that, like all three, Radharani is disturbed by your separation. Now, Dunoti expresses the Dharma, common quality, and it's shared in all three similes, all three upamas. So it's one upameya, three upamanas, but the samana dharma is the same for all three. Okay? Dharmaika rupyam. Here's an example where this common quality is different for each of the upamas strung together or sharing the same upameya. Trilokya sampadiva nirbaragarvahetu madvika pitiriva vihvalita vidatri paswapanastra palikeva manobhavasya tvam jnana viplavakari mama basiradhe. Okay, now, I forgot to look up what palika is. Is palika a quiver? Palika. Can we quickly look it up? PH. It's a what? Mountain. Doesn't make sense here. It's the palika of the weapon, of the yawning weapon. You spelling? You got the right spelling? A lot of words? A lot of meanings? Latin words. Okay, anyway, I'm not sure what it is. Let's just put the rest of it together. Oh, Radha, you are shining forth, creating the disturbance of my intelligence. Like, in the same way as the opulences of the three worlds is the cause of unlimited pride. In the same way as the drinking of intoxicating liquor is the cause of one's becoming intoxicated, in the same way as the palika of the weapon, the yawning weapon, the yawning weapon of Cupid, But I don't see the Dharma there. Oh, swapana is a separate word. Okay. Could palika mean like the feather on an arrow? I don't know what you call it. Okay, anyway. So it causes drowsiness like the something of the flower weapon of Cupid. Okay, so your mind is causing the agitation, disturbance of my intelligence in the same way, but in three different ways. There are three different dharmas here for the three different similes, upamas. One dharma is being the cause of unlimited pride. The second one is causing intoxication. And the third one is causing drowsiness. So this is malopama, a garland of upamas, in which there are different dharmas, different common qualities. Okay, that's one. Let's try the next alankar. Any comments or questions about that? Anyway, the essential part of the definition is that you have only one upameya, but then there can be several upamanas, several different similes using different upamanas, maybe the same dharma or maybe different dharmas. Yeah, those are the two divisions. Okay, here's the definition of the next one. It's called rasanopama. Rasana, same as rasana. A rope. Well, it's like a string of upamas. Instead of a garland, it's just a technical term. You could say that rasana and mala don't really mean anything different. A string of upamas or a garland of upamas, what's the difference? But these are just technical, conventional terms for these two different alankars. When you're dealing with alankars, don't worry about the derived meaning of the term, the name of the alankar. That's not going to help you. You have to know the technical definition given by the experts. You're not going to be able to figure out what an alankar is by looking at the derivation of the term. Upameyasyopamana tvam utaro tarato yadi. If the upameya becomes upamana over and over again, that means the first upameya is reused like the face is like the moon. The face is like the moon, and something's like the face, and then something's like that. You go back, you know, you trace it backwards. What was the upameya becomes the upamana, and then what was the upameya the second time becomes the upamana the third time. And you can go on, and that's a string of instead of having one upameya, the upameya becomes the different element, and you get a new upameya. And then it happens again, as many times as you want. That's rasana upama. Utara utara to, one after another. Abina bina hetu tve. There can be two categories. The hetu, and the hetu is samana dharma? Forget. I'm looking, 45. Yeah, dharma. Okay, so dharma. The samana dharma can be, again, it's the same thing as the dharmaika rupa. You can have one dharma or different dharmas. So let's try an example where the dharma doesn't change. Akritir iva te prakriti. Prakritir iva vyavriti sumuki. Vyavritir iva satkirtir ramya ramani sabasu saki radhe. Oh, my girlfriend Radha. you're now here's the Dharma, Ramya, charming. Your prakriti, that's the upamaya, your character is like your form, your shape. It's charming. Your character is charming in the same way as your shape is charming. Well, so prakriti, there's the upamaya. The upamana is akriti. Akriti. Now take the upamaya and let it become the upamana and make a new upama. And the new upamaya, introduce a new upamaya. Your behavior is charming like your character. Oh, girl with a sweet face. Your perfect fame is charming like your behavior. Again, you've taken the upamaya and made it the upamana for a new simile, introducing a new upamaya. The fame is like your behavior, and the quality is charming, Ramya. In the assemblies of the gopis, that means as far as the gopis are concerned, in their consensus opinion, A is charming like B, and C is charming like B, and D is charming like C. Okay? Do you understand that? Instead of having one upamaya, one face, you have a face, and then you have the moon, and then the moon becomes the thing compared to another. The moon becomes the upamana. The face becomes the upamana the second time around. It was the upamaya. The face is like the moon. The alarm clock is like your face, like that. Should we try the example where the qualities differ?
Vapuriva maduram rupam rupam ivanandadai gunavindam gunav vindam iva shvishudham yashat Krishangi sabasu tavarade o radha.
In the assembly of the slender-bodied gopis, your form is sweet like your body. All of your qualities are create ecstasy like your form. Your fame is pure like all of your qualities. So we have the same shifting. The upamaya becomes the upamana, and then it happens again three times. But the qualities change. Three different qualities are stated. Madhura, Anandadayi, and Vishuddha. That is Rasanupama. A string of upamas. Yes, but it's always a shift that the upamaya becomes the next simile's upamana, and you introduce a new upamaya. Your face is like the moon, and something is like your face, and something is like that. You have only one. You have the face is like the moon. It's also like this, and it's also like that, and it's also like that. Only one upamaya. But many things that it's compared to. That is malopama. Oh, the difference is just whether all the similes have the same common quality or they have different common qualities. It's sweet like this. A is sweet like B. C is sweet like B. Like that. But in the second example, we have different qualities. Okay, here's something new called Ananvaya Upama, another derivative of Upama. Ekasyaeva Upama Nopameya Tve Ananvayopama. If one and the same Upamana is also the Upameya, you don't have a separate face in the moon, you just have a face. That's called Ananvaya Upama. A non-syntactual, there's no, a non-relational simile. And what you're saying is, the face is like the face. There's nothing else to compare it to. Your face is like your face. Ekavakye, and it should be contained in one sentence. Upamanantara asambandho. There's no other upamana. There's nothing else that your face is being compared to. So it's called ananvaya. There's no connection, no relationship. Example. Aloki sa bala kuranga netra radheva radha bhuvane dvitiya adyapi me santi mano nikata te tat kataksha eva tat kataksha. Aloki is a passive participle, right? This girl who has eyes like a baby kuranga bird has been seen. In this world, Radha is like Radha. She doesn't have any other second comparable. Just now, these have been etched into my heart, into my mind. These sidelong glances are like her sidelong glances. Her sidelong glances are just like her sidelong glances. You can't compare them to anything else. So that A is like A is what you call ananvayopama. It indicates it can't be compared to anything else. Yes? Oh, that was an example of some kind of vyanjana. But you could analyze that same verse and say, there you got eyes are eyes. But that's, yes, a rupaka. Rupaka is when you're not saying eyes are like eyes, but when you say, instead of saying the moon, the face is like the moon, if you say the face is the moon, that's a rupaka or a metaphor. And we haven't gotten to that yet. If you say eyes are eyes, that's a rupaka.
Like, eyes are eyes if they see lips are lips if they face.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay, well, we haven't covered that yet.
It's not this.
No, it isn't. What is similar to this is where we said... We had an example where it was nothing is like you. Where was that? Where the upamana was missing. And the example of that was something saying that there's nothing like this face. There's nothing else equal to it. There's nothing else equal to this face. There's no upamana, no moon of anything that we should compare it to. So that looks similar to saying that your face is the face. But it's really two different expressions. One is that your face is just your face. Your face is like your face. That's comparing the face to itself, implying that there's nothing else to compare it to. The other one is you're saying there's nothing like your face. That's a different kind of saying something. That is what you call upamana lupta. there's nothing to compare it to. It's like nothing. It's not like anything. Okay. Now, one more. Let's try one more. One more variety of upama, or derivative of upama. Viparyasa upameyopama dvayo. When you switch, invert the face and the moon, that's called upameyopama. Let's see how that happens. Oh, okay. Well, what it is that you do it both ways. You do it forwards and also backwards. Tanur eva shoba, shobeva tanur, garimeva madurima tasya, ata madurimeva garima, radhaya kimaparam brumaha. Okay, avrada is there. Avrada, the beauty is like the body. The body is like the beauty. So A is like B and also B is like A. I don't see any expression of the Dharma here. But anyway, your splendor is like your bodily form. Your bodily form is like your splendor. Oh, Radha, Radha's sweetness is like her greatness. Her greatness is like her sweetness. What else can I say? Kimaparam brumaha. What else can we say? So you say the simile both ways. The face is like the moon is like the face also. Another example. Harir iva radha radeva harir garimeva madurima chatayo ata madurimeva garima mahimeva kripa kripeva mahimacha. Radha is like Hari. Hari is like Radha. Their sweetness is like their greatness, and their greatness is like their sweetness. Their greatness is like, no, their compassion is like their greatness, and their greatness is like their compassion. Okay. Yes, sir. Well, when you say lotus feet, you are comparing feet to lotus. That's a rupaka, though, not a simile. If you say, these are not lotuses, that's Krishna's feet. Then you're denying, you know, this is not the moon, this is the face. But if you say moon-like face, then you are making a comparison between the face and the moon. If you say lotus feet, you're making a comparison. You know, and then you have to talk about both the lotus feet and the feet lotus. Krishna's walking on his lotus feet, which are actually lotus's feet. They're actually feet that are lotuses. Something like that. It doesn't work. Oh, your feet is feet. Oh, that's the Anandvayopama. So your Krishna's feet are just feet, but you don't ever hear that. Because it's so common. It's so common to call Krishna's feet lotus feet that I don't think anybody could get away with saying that his feet can't be compared to anything. They've only been compared to lotuses 50 trillion times. Because how can you say they can't be compared to anything?
Yes.
Yes. That is something we haven't gotten to yet. That's called... it's a different variety of Upamei Upama. We just looked at Upamei Upama. It's only the first variety of it. The second variety is when you condemn the moon. You know, you can say that her face is like the moon, but the moon is full of spots. You know, so you're praising the Upameya by condemning the Upama, by criticizing the Upamana. But that's the next category. We haven't gotten to that's coming next. Okay. But I think we'll stop with that for now. And we'll do the other categories of the second category of Upamei Upama tomorrow or next time. Okay, day after tomorrow. Thank you all. Glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.